Let's turn to the Word of God and read the concluding verses of Mark 10. Mark 10, 46 to 52, which will be the passage we hope to consider together this evening. Let's hear the Word of God to us tonight. And they, that is Jesus and his disciples, and they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." Many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And he called the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said to him, "What wilt thou that I should do to thee?" The blind man said to him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. As far as the Word of God to us this evening. As the Word of God came to us this morning, the powerful Word, so it again comes tonight. God again speaks. And my question this morning, I had a question: How much do you treasure the Word of God? Tonight, I would like to ask you: do you have faith, children, young people? Do you have faith? No, not the kind of faith that everybody has. We all have faith. We all believe some things and somebody. What I mean to ask, do you have true, saving, biblical, Christian faith? And then the follow-up question, how do you know if you have it? How can you tell? It's an amazing thing about faith. It's the gift of God. Very clearly stated in Scripture. At the same time, it's something we're commanded to do. We find here in the passage that we just read a beautiful example, a simple example, a yet profound example of saving faith. That's really the theme for tonight. What is saving faith? And children, there's a very simple three main things tonight. One, seeing Jesus. Two, trusting Jesus. Three, following Jesus. Easy to remember, isn't it? Seeing Jesus then. It's interesting you're talking about a blind person here. Seeing Jesus. When you read this little passage, it's very well known. Perhaps you heard it many times. True saving faith at work. in Bartimaeus. Jesus acknowledges that. Your faith has made you whole, he says. In Matthew 20, you read about two blind men. Neither one of them is named. In Luke 18 and here in Mark 10, you read about one. And his name is Bartimaeus. Bar means son. Timaeus means to be honored. The son of Timaeus. It's even stated in verse 47, 46. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. Well, regardless, whether it be one or two, maybe the one was a spokesperson, it's very clear the main truth, a great need and a great Savior. A great need, great Savior. He was sitting, it says, we read, he was sitting by the highway side begging. That's all he could do. Hold up his hand, maybe a little can, container. Please, some money. Sat by the highway side begging. What a sad picture. Nothing in Scripture is by accident. It's a sad picture of who we are. We go around in the dark begging for things, hoping that something will come in our can. Something will make us happy. But Jesus passed by. Just like tonight. You're busy all day with things. This morning we heard the word of God. Jesus came by, as it were. Same tonight. And if you read too, that Jesus stood still and he, as it were, stands still to us today. The word came to Bartimaeus, just like the word comes to us today, yet once again. Not by accident. An amazing thing, isn't it? You think about it. How many people did Jesus pass by who did not cry out to him? How many people that Jesus never passes by or stands still? How privileged we are. But Bartimaeus hears this noise of the crowd. He doesn't see anything, but he heard more than that. We read in verse 47, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." In Luke 18, we read that he asked about the noise. What's this noise all about? Well, Jesus of Nazareth is coming by. A lot is going on in his mind at that time. Undoubtedly he has heard about this Jesus. That he healed people. Miracles were done by this Jesus of Nazareth. At least that's how the people identify him. I'm sure you noticed that. Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. But that's not how Bartimaeus responds. Jesus, son of David, mercy me, it says in the original. Mercy me. I want to ask you a question. Children, who really was blind here? And who really saw Jesus for who he was? And is? Do you see Jesus? And you know already that I'm not talking about my eyes and your eyes. Jesus is ascended. We cannot see him. But Bartimaeus realized who Jesus really is. Son of David, he calls him. The crowd said, "Oh, Jesus of Nazareth." Well, that was not very respectful. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Despising, doubting. Bartimaeus, believing. Jesus, Son of David. He realized who Jesus really was and is. The Messiah. The long expected and longed for Son of David. The one who will come to save. They in unbelief, he in faith, he saw Jesus. Well, how did he see Jesus? He was blind. What do you think, children? How did Bartimaeus see Jesus? You see, he saw Jesus by what he had heard about him. The miracles he did, the words that were spoken about him, soon to be confirmed by what he was to hear from him, from his own mouth. Obvious confirmation of Romans 10:17. Talk about faith, remember? So then faith comes by what? Seeing? No, faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. And in John 10:27, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." So, Bartimaeus saw Jesus with the eye of faith. The heart responds to hearing the word of God. Not with his physical eyesight, but spiritual eyesight. He was still blind. We say that sometimes when something is explained to us, "Oh, now I see." But you really mean to say, "Now I get it. Now I understand. Now I know." That's a key element of faith. Seeing Jesus as he is revealed in the scriptures, the word written about the word living, the Lord Jesus. You see, all these people saw and heard Jesus, but many were blind and deaf spiritually. They despised and rejected him, ultimately crucified him, and perished. We also all heard this morning and tonight again about this perfect Redeemer, the Son of David, ready to save. We're actually hearing him right now. So I'm asking the question, do you see him? As I said this morning, do you hear him? It's the same thing. Do you believe that he is speaking? Though we cannot see him with the eye. Do you hear him? And how is that evident? How does that become real? Well, it's very clear with Bartimaeus. He started calling out, "Jesus, Son of David, save me, mercy me." Coming to him, hearing his voice, coming to him, and we know we don't have to climb up to heaven because he came down from heaven. He's here by his Spirit. You can do it right there in your seat. You can come to him before you see him, because you hear him. And Jesus said, In John 6, all that the Father gives me shall come unto me, and him who comes to me I will in no wise cast out. It's the essence of faith here. Seeing, hearing, coming. And it can be all on the spot because he was still yet sitting down. Isn't that wonderful? The essence of faith. Of course, always as a result of his coming to us first. We love him, as we heard this morning, because he loved us first. He comes to us, and then we can come to him. He does not come to many others, but he has come to us. He is coming to us. He's passing by. He's standing still, as it were. Bartimaeus clearly shows that he has saving faith. Even before the Lord Jesus confirmed it. It's very clear. And then Jesus calls him. Brings us a second point. Trusting Jesus. Not only is he hearing about him, but he is about to hear from him. Jesus stood still. They tried to stop him, but they couldn't. Jesus is commending Bartimaeus' faith. He said, "Thy faith has made thee whole." In Luke 18 it says, "Your faith has saved you. You believed in me when you heard about me. You trusted me before you heard my voice. Yes, even before you actually saw." Before you actually saw me with your eyes, you trusted that I can and will do that for you. Jesus recognized and honored Bartimaeus' faith before he received his physical eyesight. He's still blind. Expressed spiritual eyesight. Calling Jesus, Son of David, mercy. Mercy me. You wonder to what extent Bartimaeus even was thinking about whether or not he had true faith. He probably wasn't even thinking about that. He was just acting it. He wasn't thinking about faith, big faith, small faith, strong faith, weak faith. He wasn't looking within, he was looking outside of himself. All he knew and all we know is that we and he have a great need. And he is a great Savior. So he began to cry out, it says. He began to cry out. That means he kept doing it. He kept repeating it. The people thought it was annoying. Sad. They were trying to silence him. Verse 48, they charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more, a great deal, thou son of David, mercy me. I wonder why not anyone would have led him to Jesus. But well, we should be careful, because how many times have we had opportunities to lead someone to Jesus and failed to do it? So easy, right, to see the faults in someone else. Let's put our hands in our own bosom. He's crying to Jesus. That is faith. Mercy me, Son of David, Messiah, the Anointed One, the one we were waiting for, pleading that only the one and only name given under heaven whereby we must be saved, that is faith. And that's what Jesus called it. He acknowledged it very plainly. It was not to be stopped, not by anyone. The kept going. And then Jesus is still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man saying, be of good comfort, rise, he calls you. Well, they could have done it a little earlier. Brought him to Jesus. They knew that he healed the blind. They could have said, Bartimaeus, come along. What's your name? Bartimaeus, come. Let's go to Jesus. He can make you see. Son of David, the one who was promised by Isaiah to open the eyes of the blind and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. True faith accepts all that God says in His Word. This man evidently knew something about the Word of God, the promises of the Old Testament. He may well have been a believer even before Jesus came walking toward him. We don't know, but Jesus did and does know. True faith accepts all that God says in His Word. It rests in the Word of God, the powerful Word of God, as we heard this morning. Just like Abraham in Romans 4:18, who against hope believed in hope. He clung to the promises. Abraham did. Bartimaeus did. What did they believe? That God is able and willing to do that which even seems impossible. Earlier in this chapter, the disciples were amazed at this man that walked away. When Jesus said, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And they said, oh, who then can be saved? And then Jesus said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. I mean, humanly speaking, it's impossible to have a man who is blind to declare him seeing, and that from the one moment to the next, this man is seeing. Impossible with man. Two aspects of saving faith. The Catechism, Lord's Day 9, question 21, what is true faith? A certain knowledge and an assured confidence. Certain knowledge that you know I see it, and a certain confidence I trust it. I see it, I trust it. I see Him, I trust Him. These two aspects of true faith, saving faith, was clearly seen in Bartimaeus. Can it be seen in you too? Do you show that? Believe it and make it clear to those around you. So Jesus stands still and calls him. It's a command. So He stands still tonight and calls you to come and to go and to be of good comfort, to know that He will receive you. Not if you come with critical questions, not if you come with proud sayings like this man that said that he has done everything that he could. Oh yeah, all these commands I've kept from my youth. Oh, rather say, Lord, I failed every one of those commands. Forgive me, and that's, the Lord says, He embraces you. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. At once, and again, and again. Not to excuse any sin, but there is forgiveness with God, that He may be feared. So Jesus calls him. Verse 50, look at his response. Casting away his garment, his coat, he throws out of the way because he couldn't walk quick enough with it. He, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Immediate response. No delay. This is the time the acceptable time, right now, for us all to come to Jesus in our mind, in our heart, for the first time or again, and be received, and be able to walk out of this building relieved of all your guilt and shame. That's what's the wonder of coming to church. Or rather, as a church, coming to God. Through Christ. Who suffered and died so that we may have life and love, as we heard this morning. It's interesting how Jesus says, your faith, thy faith has made thee whole. He could have said, my gift of faith. But he didn't. This is how the Lord treats the gift of faith. He treats it, he receives it as if it is ours. Bring me of the fish you have caught, he said at another time. That was the fish he had given. So completely does he receive us. With the gift he has given, receiving it as if we indeed have done this by ourselves. Thy faith, not my gift. And it's clear that Jesus is about to send him away, yet being blind. You realize that, right? Jesus said to him, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight. After that, after Jesus spoke, clearly acknowledging that Bartimaeus had faith while yet being blind. And God says, through Jesus, your faith has saved you. He's still blind at that moment. And at the moment he then perhaps begins to walk away, he has his sight. Your faith has saved you. So he not only came to Jesus, saw Jesus, but humbly trusted. I can just imagine that the Lord Jesus, that your faith has saved you, healed you, made you whole, and that this man walks away, and then being blind, and he is not despairing, walking away in despair, thinking, I'm still blind. He trusted that Jesus would do it, even perhaps after he walked away from him. While being yet blind. Some people have sometimes said, and maybe you have said it, I have said it way back, I was thinking that once, more than once. And I've heard it from other people. If only I would have been able to see Jesus while he walked upon the face of the earth, it would have been much easier to believe in him. This story disproves it. Many people saw Jesus with their eyes, but they did not believe him. They were blind. Clearly not true. Many people saw Jesus. They saw the miracles. They heard him speak. But they believed not. Bartimaeus believed. Jesus said, go thy way, and thy faith has made thee whole, and immediately received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. And it brings us to the third point. Seeing Jesus, trusting Jesus, even while not seeing, and then following. I don't know how Bartimaeus had been, how long he had been begging on that wayside. How many months or years perhaps. But he was saved in a very short order. The day he got up, thinking it would be a day like any other. Maybe you went up this morning and you thought it was going to be a day like any other day, but it is not a day like any other day when Jesus passes by and stands still. The Son of God, the God-man Christ Jesus, speaking to us. I remember also thinking sometimes in the past about it would be nice if the Lord Jesus still would be on the earth, but then you would have to travel far to see Him. The very fact that He ascended into the heavens and sent forth His Spirit, now we can see Him with the eye of faith and by hearing come to know Him. So we can meet Him wherever we are in the world. How many churches have heard Him today and seen Him today? And we are among the privileged ones. So he's a follower of Jesus now. It's interesting how Jesus said, "Go thy way." And then he followed Jesus in the way. And children, do you think that Bartimaeus at this time understood everything about what true saving faith is all about? Of course not. He was a young, new believer. So you as children, you can come to the Lord if you hear His voice. Say, "Lord, oh, that I might know You and the power of Your resurrection and the fellowship of Your suffering. Forgive me my sins, Lord." And trust that He will forgive and He will teach you as you follow Him in the way. Yet the essence of faith, the basics, we would say. And it's good for us adults to go back to the basics again and again. Remember how Jesus put a child in the midst? "Unless you become like one of these little ones, you will not enter the kingdom of God." And it's not only for such little ones, but we have a call to be like such little ones. Immediately. Again, that the quick response of things and the sequence of things is remarkable. He ran to Jesus and immediately he received his sight. Now, this does not mean that when we come to Jesus in prayer with our sicknesses and troubles and trials, that the Lord will always deliver us from them. But He always will deliver us from sin in the midst of these trials. He will be there for us. Psalm 46:1, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." Doesn't say from trouble. In trouble. He's there. He's here. Hebrews 4:16, "Let's therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." During that time of need. We get through that time. Because ultimately we're not going to be delivered from sickness, first of all, but from sin. And then as a result of that, in the future, also from sickness. So He doesn't always deliver us from trials, but He will help us in them. So faith is the gift of God. We heard about it this morning too. He works it by His Word and Spirit, making it active in us, meaning that we have to go to that Word, prayerfully search it, reflect upon it, meditate upon it, let it sink in. Take some time to meditate, to read it. Don't necessarily race through the whole chapter. Read sometimes just a few verses and pray through it. What does the Lord say to the people back then? What does He say to me right here? What is the message here about Bartimaeus for me today? "Oh, that I might see Him, that I might know Him," the Paul says. "Oh, that I might know Him." In Philippians, if anything, you'd think the Apostle Paul does know Jesus already. But the more he gets to know Him and the more he realizes what the Lord Jesus for him and for us has done, the more we want to get to know Him, the more we want to be like Him. to follow Him, to follow Jesus, to see and come to Him, to trust in Him, to follow Him. Your faith has made you whole. Even if it doesn't give us physical sight to the blind, even if it doesn't raise the paralyzed, one day it will. We too shall see Him. All of us shall stand before Him. Every eye shall see. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, that He's not Jesus of Nazareth. Even these people there have stood already before Him. And we will too. We shall see Him with our eyes. What will that be for you and for me? It'll depend on how we see Him now with the eye of faith. Spiritual eyesight will result in physical eyesight. We shall see Him as He is, the Apostle John writes, and we shall be like unto Him. And as I mentioned already, Jesus says, "Go your way." And then a little later, the man followed Jesus in the way. The Lord Jesus says, you can go now. You can do your thing. But Bartimaeus doesn't just want to do his thing. His own thing, his old thing, he wants to do his new thing. Following Jesus in the way. That's how the people, the believers at the first, in the first time after Jesus' death and resurrection, were called the people of the way. The way, the truth, and the life. He knew, Bartimaeus knew, that he was healed, but he also knew that much had yet to be learned. And he wanted to follow Jesus in the way. Following Jesus, to know Him better, and to become more and more like Him. To seek Him, to serve Him. He needed that word. He needed to hear the Lord Jesus speaking. So we do need to hear the Lord Jesus speaking. Not only on Sundays, but every day when we open the Bible. When we're just by ourselves. When we're with our families. Whenever we have an opportunity. Even when we don't see or feel or experience His nearness. When we open the Word, we're reminded that He is near. Peter says in 1 Peter 1 and 8, the same chapter we looked at this morning, he says, speaking about Jesus, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though you now see Him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Now that is faith. Not seeing Him. Believing Him. Which really is the biblical way of seeing. Faith coming by hearing. The crucial importance of the Word of God this morning and now again this evening. The joy, peace, rest, comfort, all these are fruits of faith. They're not the essence of faith itself. They're things flowing from faith. And sometimes it can be very confusing what you feel. You may feel good, but that may have different causes. You may feel bad, but that may be a good thing. You may confess your sins with tears and feel sad because of your sins, but by faith you believe that your sins are gone even when you do not feel it. It's a fact. Because God said it. If you confess your sins, He is faithful and just to forgive you your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. But I don't feel it. God says, believe it. It's a fact. Someone said, better to have faith without feelings than feelings without faith. We all like to feel good. And that's a natural desire. You may feel good about God and about Jesus. So Bartimaeus followed Jesus. He saw by faith Jesus, and then he saw him with the eyesight. And so it will be with all those who have come to faith. If you've come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you see him, that is, know him and hear him and trust in him and follow him, you will one day see him. You'll stand before him and be like him. Way better than what Bartimaeus saw. Because Bartimaeus saw just one man among many. There was no beauty or comeliness to Jesus. He was like all other people. He just looked like one among many. But then he will be so clearly, visibly the Son of God, the God-man Christ Jesus. That will cause what Bartimaeus saw to pale away by what we will be privileged to see. So my question is, do you have faith? Focused faith on Jesus. Saving faith, true faith, biblical faith. Believing that Jesus is the Son of God. Believing that he died to pay for my sins. That when I confess, I am free of sin and at peace with God. And so, not only seeing Jesus and trusting, but following him, because it's my desire, is it yours, to become more and more like Jesus? Two questions to think about this week. What does the Word of God mean to you? And the second question, do you have this faith? Amen. Gracious God, we stand in awe before this great, glorious salvation to be received by faith without any contribution of ours. The only thing we can and do contribute is sin. And that will be washed in the blood of Jesus. Help us, Lord, to reflect upon these two questions and act upon it. Turning to Jesus, trusting in him, and following him, searching thy word to know him better, to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. To be more pleasing to thee, to be more pleasing to our neighbor, and as a byproduct, to be more pleasing even to ourselves. Go with us now, Lord. Help us to reflect upon it and put it into practice in this new week that we have just begun. And we pray this in the forgiveness of all our sins.